Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Tari with Angel Coaches, and I should say hi, angels. Huh? How about that? When's the last time any you guys have been called an angel? Isn't that cool? And I think we're all earth angels. I really do. We've got such work to do here and work on ourselves first, right? And as we vibrate at a higher level, we can show others how to do the same. Diane's not going to be here today, Diane, and she co-hosts the show with me on Sundays. We have a good time usually with it, and some interesting topics and some interesting perspectives. So we're starting a whole new series of shows. I'm going to make a couple announcements first. We're starting a whole new series of shows next week, for young junior high, young adults, young or teenagers, young adults, and for anyone actually that has a pulse. Maybe that's the best way to say it, or who has an idea that, you know, things aren't quite right and they want to make it different, or they want to make things even better than they are. So we're going to start a series of shows, you know, to help young kids, adults, or, you know, anyone with relationships. And one of the things that we want to tackle or take on is I heard two stories this week. One was a 13-year-old little girl that was in a junior high giving one of her classmates oral sex. And that's so young. There's a lot of stuff there. So we want to talk about that, how we as parents, we as teachers, parents, friends, if you know someone, a young adult, a teen, a junior high kid, how we can help that. And the other story was a sexual abuse case, between a 6-year-old and an 8-year-old. And, So, you know, really it's about a shift change, a shift consciousness. And so we're going to take on some subjects that are difficult, have some expert people sharing their thoughts and how we can really help as a society, as an individual, and most of all, make a difference. And that's what it's really about, right? But today, I thought, since she's not going to be here, I'm going to do something more fun. And so it's about dating, dating and mating. What's the difference, right? I got tons of stories on that too as well, because I've been doing this work for so long, but I'm only 21, right, forever. I'm going to start off with what my mom told me before I started dating. I dated, I think, around 15 or 16 years old, and my parents owned restaurants, and so there's a lot of teenage kids from my high school that worked there, and I worked there, of course, too, as well. So as I got older, and I started dating, my mom and my dad both, very cool parents I had, they sat me down and they said, T, when you date, it's not to find a boyfriend or to find someone to get engaged to or to find someone to be with you exclusively. And I go, okay. And my mom talked to me first. She goes, it is about learning about people. It's about having fun. It's about learning about different things that you like in a person and some things you're not going to like. And she goes, but don't you ever walk into that date thinking this is going to be my new man. And she goes, because if you do, you're going to set yourself up for a lot of disappointment. I never forgot that advice. I think I was probably 15. And my father echoed her sentiments, except he said it in a guy's way. He goes, don't you go in there, the stuff that dad say to you. Well, my father did. He said the same thing. You go in there learning about that person, what you can teach them and what they can teach you. And that is the thing that both my folks told me. As a result, it set me up to when I walk into going out with someone for the first time or the second time or the third time, you know, I'm not thinking about, is this my husband or is this my new fiance or is this my new boyfriend or whatever, you know, you think. And it's helped me a great deal. So what is the difference between someone who dates and someone who is a mate, right? What is that? I talk to a lot of women, and I think this comes more from women than it does men. Women will talk to me and they'll tell me, you know, is he going to call me again? Or I went out with him one time and I thought there was something really special, and he didn't call me, or he calls me every once in a while. What's the difference? How do you, you know, about mating and dating? And some of you guys are like, well, I thought you were talking about And I will talk about that in just a few minutes. But when I talk to women, I go, why don't you just go in to the relationship not expecting to end up as it turning into a wedding or as it turning into, you know, something long term. I'm not saying that that's what you choose and that's what you'd like to have and that is one of your goals. I get it. But don't try to make this man fit the marriage, you know, fall in love with this guy or the next guy or whatever, and then the marriage will just happen, you know, or the relationship will just happen. And it's really about learning and someone in their culture. Now, well, that didn't sound fun, right? And that's a comment that I got not too long ago, a couple weeks ago. I go, no, it probably doesn't sound too fun because you put so much stress on yourself, and I promise you, that guy is feeling it too, that you want him to call you. And guys, never forget this. We feel energy all the time, okay? And we feel it all the time from people. Have you ever thought of somebody and they just didn't feel right that day? You know, maybe you're not seeing them, but you they just pop in your head. Remember, you're tapping into energy all the time. Let me give you an example of that. I have a really good friend, and she and I are really close, and she wants to go out with this guy, and she's liked him for quite a while, and she got to know him first, and I think she's known him for about a year, maybe a year and a half, maybe two, I don't even remember, and so she said, what I started doing is I started sending him messages at night, and she goes, I started telling him that I wanted to take our relationship to a new level, because remember, they're friends, and I think they work together. And she says, I just started telling him that, and, you know, sending that energy to him. And then she goes, I asked to see what he was thinking and or feel what he was thinking, and I felt that he was looking forward to seeing me the next day. Well, get this. So she walked into, you know, their office, and the guy looks at her and says, he goes, it's good to see you today. Isn't that cool? He's never said anything like that to her before. Well, anyway, she started working with the energy, and then she sent a message out to him that, I'm working with energy, I like to go out with you. And so they're going on their first date this week. I can't remember what day it is. Maybe it's Friday. Who knows? Isn't that perfect date night? But one of the things that she did tell me, which I thought was really key, is that she stopped to get to know him first, and she didn't have any physical contact with him at all, okay, in the sense of being intimate. You know, they had some great intimate conversations of getting to know each other. You know how you have great personal, I'm going to use the word intimate conversations with your friends, but it doesn't mean intimacy like talking sexual. It's like intimacy between two people that really know each other. And she said, we really got to know each other that way. And she goes, so now it's really amazing what's going on. I'm like, how cool is that? And then I have another friend of mine who she and I are very similar. She and I went to high school together. And we have a similar viewpoint. She goes, I've had relationships. And she goes, and I met this guy 14 years ago. Remember, we're forever 21. So she said, we got to know each other, we're friends, we stayed in contact with each other. When he'd come into town, I'd see him. There was no intimacy, like sexual intimacy. She goes, and then one day that turned around. She goes, I don't even know what it was. There was always something there, but we never really acted on it, you know, but there was mostly friendship for 14 years, you guys. And she said, I got to know everything about him. And now they're moving together to the same state, you know, and making everything official. I'm not sure she believes in marriage, but, you know, she believes in a long-term commitment and a marriage of two hearts. So, but she got to know him. And so dating sometimes doesn't mean that it doesn't mean that it ends up in marriage or it ends up in a relationship. But what it does is it gives you an idea of what you'd like in a man. And if you date four men, a serial dater, you know, I think they should change it to a serial mater, okay? And we're going to talk more about that too as well, because mating can, you know, there's a whole different concept, you know, with mating too than just looking for a husband or looking for a wife. And as I said, I see more women looking for a husband or a long-term mate than I do a man doing that same thing. So when I ask myself, I go, you know, and I'm listening to people, I ask myself and I ask the angels, okay, how can I help them? And this recently came up not too long ago, and I've had it come up over the years. Have you ever thought this yourself? I'm dating someone, and I dated him for 2 years, or I dated her for a year. It was a total waste of time because we broke up. That is not a waste of time, I have to tell you, because the more you date someone, or, you know, or the more you get to know someone, you find out what you like about that person and what you don't like. And maybe there comes a day that it's a deal breaker and you move on. But it is never a waste of time when you can learn more about yourself through that person, or learn more about yourself and knowing what you like, because that person mirrors back to you. That is a message from the angels, and I've never forgot it. I remembered it last week, and I told that to someone because it is so important. It is not a waste of time when you date someone and it doesn't work out the way you think it should, because it does work out in divine and perfect timing, just not with that guy or that girl. And sometimes what happens is that person prepares you for the next person, because you grow and a new part of you comes out that may have not come out if you hadn't met that person and dated him or her forever, how long you date. Okay, you know, think about, you know, when you first started dating, and where you're at now with dating. If the man of your dreams probably, or the woman of your dreams probably looks a lot different than when you first started. But new parts of you are coming out all the time with the new relation, with the relationships you go through and come out on the other side. Now, how do you come out on the other side? Are you angry and bitter? Are you happy? Are you reflective? There's no right or wrong way. It's really how you choose to experience your life, okay? And in your daily life, first of all, you know what I mean? And that's something I've never forgot, because I've seen a lot of people who are dating and trying to making people fit a marriage, right, rather than just, you know, walking side by side that person and learning from them and letting them learn from you. They're trying to make that person fit a marriage or a boyfriend or whatever. And I've seen it from all different ages, from, you know, early teens to 60, 70 years old. It doesn't really matter. And you guys may have heard somebody the other day. She was on the show, and she's asked me, is he going to marry me? Wow. You know, and when you ask that question, is this the one? There's always free will involved, so I want to make sure this little side note here. The angels and the guides and the causal plane, you know, or your higher power, your God, whoever you pray to, will never say this is the one for you. You're going to end up in marriage. They will say probability, okay, but they will never say yes or no totally. Let me explain why, okay? So this will help you in your dating, I think. It helps me. And it helps a lot of the clients that I share this with. If you knew that this wasn't the person for you, and you knew that it was going to end up in pain, like your angels would tell you, or, you know, when you're praying, would you stay with that person? Probably not, right? Or if you knew that this person was going to end up and be your great love, would you try as hard? Probably not. You know, we always put our best foot forward when we have to stretch a little bit, and I think relationships make you stretch a lot when you stay in the moment, in the now with them. And so remember that, okay? There's never a for sure thing, because, you know, we check out maybe early and not learn the lessons that we're supposed to learn, or the person that we're with not learn the lessons that they're on a soul level choosing to learn. And remember, we choose everything that we experience here on this planet. So that's a little side note there. Now, one of the things that I think is super important to remember, as I said, there's no right or wrong way to do anything, but remember this, you know, relationships teach you how to expand the most. You see that not only in romantic relationships, but also in, you know, your family relationships, your friend relationships. They teach you how to expand, because you can experience great love. You experience great pain with them, because they reflect back to you what you like about yourself and what you want to work on about yourself. That's something that I know. So when you start to date, instead of saying, is this the man or is this the woman for me, you go, okay, what is it that I can work on in myself? You can ask Archangel Samuel, who's all about soulmates. You can ask Guinevere, who's all about romantic relationships. She's an ascended master. You can ask Angus, who's all about twin flame, twin soul. Instead of asking, is this a man? Is this my twin flame? Is this my companion soulmate? Maybe one of the things, and this is a message from the angels that I got, is that you ask, what is it that I can work on and within myself that I'm here to learn in this particular relationship so I can enjoy this relationship more and he can enjoy the relationship with me more, or she can enjoy the relationship with me more. So that's a key there, I think, too, as well. So let's start to look at mating. Talked a lot about dating and not choosing, you know, choosing, is this my mate? Is this my man? Is this my woman? Is this my wife and husband? Sometimes mating means a little bit different. I was sharing this with a friend of mine, just right before the show. I have a friend of mine. He's a guy. And I called him the other day because I had left something in his car. You know, he and I are friends. And I know we would make better friends than we would anything else, because his standards are a lot different than mine. And you'll see this by this story. So, I asked him, I said, hey, I said, did I leave the feta in your car? He goes, yep, you did. And he goes, do you want it now? He goes, you're not going to be able to get it now. He goes, three. He goes, it's 8 o'clock at night, and I'm at XYZ place, and he was at a sports bar. And he said, and you're interrupting my game. I said, I'm sorry, what are you watching? He goes, I'm talking about a woman. He goes, I'm trying to bring her home. I was like, I go, you are 33 years old. Are you still? He goes, yeah, of course I am, because I don't want to get married. I don't want a relationship. I just want to hook up for the night. So, sometimes mating, and that's okay for him to do that. Of course I got my stuff back, but it wasn't until the next day. And, you know, we laugh and joke about it. But you need to think about that. Mating sometimes means just hooking up. And when you walk into a place and you're looking for your guy, or you're looking for your girl, and they're looking for a moment in time to spend with you, and that's it, be really, really conscious of that. You know, put that energy out there, so, because you're not going to be able to change these people. And who are you to change them, right? And there's no right or wrong way. And I try to remember that. I have a client. I'm going to give you the story. This is a good one. And she met a guy, and and this was probably about a year and a half ago, maybe. And she's working with me, and she goes, I don't want, she met this guy, and she was married, and she was having an affair with him. She goes, I don't want him to get married. I go, why? She goes, because then I won't be able to have him anymore, and he told me that. And I was like, wow, it's nothing but an affair for you. And she goes, yes, but I want him when I want him. Life's not like that, guys. Well, I guess it can be for some people, but how happy are you really? You know, if you're out and you're looking to just connect with someone for a moment in time, as I said, there's no judgment here, and there's no judgment from the other side. Really, there's not. The only thing that gets you in trouble with that is guilt, or if you're not honest with a person. If you're telling that person that you want to be in a relationship and they're sleeping with you based on what you say, then that's a problem. I think, or can be a problem, because, I think, to be the best human or the best spiritual being that we can be is about being totally open and honest. And I know that's hard. I know that's been hard for me. I know it's hard for everybody. But if you're out just mating, okay, mating meaning having just sex and encounters, you know, a good philosophy is no glove, no love, which we all know. But also to be straight with your person that you're with. I have a friend of mine. He's a great friend, and I respect him tremendously. He told someone, he said, listen, you do what you do, I'll do what we do, we meet up, and that's okay, that's all I want. And she was okay with that for a while, and until finally she said, I think we're on two different pages. He was like, yeah, I guess we are. But he was straight with her, he told her. And then they went their separate ways. What's the message here? Here's the deal. If you're meeting a man, and as I said, most of the time this happens with women, or men, if you're meeting a woman, and you need to be honest with her. If you know that she's a sweetheart and looking to settle down and have that life, you know, with the kids and the kids in the home and the partner, or maybe not kids, maybe just remarrying again after, you know, then, and you're not there, then be honest with her And I've seen it with women too. I have a friend of mine. She doesn't want to get married. She doesn't want to do anything. I think she's 49 or 50. She's dating a 30-something year old guy. She goes, I just want to have fun. I just want to have sex. And he knows it. And he's cool with it. He knows that she's not tied to him and he's not tied to her. But they've been honest. So if you're honest about it and you're clear and that person walks into that relationship knowing that with you, however long that relationship is, that's cool. And when you're dating, both dating and mating, they're cool with, but just be honest. And if you're dating someone, there's a series of questions you can ask, to get to know him better or get to know her better. You know, and if you email me, I'll send you some questions that will help you. Because sometimes people don't know what to say and what to ask, you know. I was out with someone not too long ago, and I'll give you a couple of them now. And I asked him, I said, if you had a superpower, what would it be? And he goes, what would yours be? And I'm teasing, right? Now, remember, he knows who I am because, you know, we know each other really well. And I said, I'd be able to see through good-looking guys' clothes, right? I'm teasing, of course. I said, no, really, I'd like to fly. You know, so if you ask what's your favorite superpower would you like to have, stuff like that really gets to know a person. You get to know a person better. And you can always ask him, hey, it's 2013, we're, you know, getting the last quarter, or the last part of 2013, what's something that you wanted to achieve in 2013? You know, was it something sports? Was it something emotional, physical? You know, whatever. You can ask them questions like that or ask her questions like that. And you'll be surprised by their answer. Some people, they all think about it because New Year's, people plan, what was your New Year's resolution? Did you achieve it? Or what was something you wanted to achieve in 2013? Those are a couple questions that you can ask. Those are some of the ones that I've asked, you know, people too as well. You also can ask, what do you have more women friends or men friends? Or do you have both? Start with, do you have both women and men? And why do you like women? Which one do you like the best and for what reason? And then ask them questions like that, because then you're going to get to know your guy, you're going to get to know your woman, your date, okay, better. Those are some key questions right there that will allow you to get to know them. What's your favorite holiday? You know what I mean? You'll be surprised at some of the answers I get, you know, when I've dated. Because I used to date quite a bit. I haven't been dating. I took a sabbatical on dating. I say sabbatical. I just was working on myself, been working on myself a lot. It's not a priority for me right now. And it will be again, I'm sure, someday, but not today. One of the things that I always like to, what kind of holiday? What was their favorite holiday? And you will be amazed at some of the answers I got. I got one guy told me, he goes, I like St. Patty's Day because I can get green beer. I love the color green. It's the color of money. And nothing bad ever happens on St. Patty's Day since I was a kid, which was pretty cool. Too as well, you know. So those questions that make them think, you know, what do you like men? I know you have men and women friends, and just, you know, and why do you like men friends? What do women friends bring that men don't bring? And what do men bring that women don't bring? See, those are some kind of really questions that will allow you to get inside someone's thought processes and allow them to share with you things that they wouldn't. You know what I mean? And if you meet a guy or meet a woman who's an entrepreneur, why are you an entrepreneur? How did you find that out? Did you always know? Or if they're, you know, whatever they do. I met a guy, he was a personal shopper. Great guy. He taught me a lot about gifts to buy, I got to tell you. And I said, why did you become a personal shopper? And his answer surprised me. He goes, my mother was always a great planner, and she bought the best gifts. And I thought if she could turn that in and make money, he goes, she would be a millionaire. And he was very successful. And not only had him, but a whole company of personal shoppers. But it came from his mom. So, you know, you can ask questions like that and learn about your date, learn about your, you know, and several dates, you know, several days later, you know, you got some great conversation and you can blog about it, actually. So I hope that helps you guys. And if you're mating, you know, you can ask, you know, which favorite, you know, if you guys are both walking into it, just having sex for a night, one night stand, two night stand, whatever, or it's just a purely physical thing, then there's other questions you can ask, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm clear about that just as long as you guys are both on the same page. And that answer may surprise some of you, But if you guys are two adults over the age of, you know, whatever, 18, I'd say over the age of 21, because I think people know themselves a little bit better when they get in their 20s, or maybe not. I've seen men, women both, so cancel that. You know, you can ask, hey, what's your favorite part on a man? What's your favorite part on a woman? You know, all those kind of things, and start there. And that way you have a little fun with the foreplay, and so the dating, mating, are both okay to do. Just be clear on where you're at with it. And when you're dating someone and you're trying to get them to be your spouse or your boyfriend, girlfriend, or whatever, instead of doing that, enjoy being in the moment with them, being in the flow, learning about them, asking them questions. And if you want more questions, then send me an email, because I've got a whole list of questions I give to people that I'm working with that will help them when they're starting to find their mate or starting to find that, you know, it's just starting the dating process. I have a gal that's just starting to date again after about, I think, 9 years. You know, our next session, she's going to get those questions, but so she can ask someone when she's talking to them. So I hope that helps you guys. Archangel Shamuel, Guinevere, who's an ascended master, Angus, who is a twin soul, twin flame, you know, amazing to work with, all of them, you know, and you can say prayer, thank you for helping me find my soulmate, you know, my twin flame or whatever you're looking for. And if you get our book, you mean there's a law that says it's attracted to me. We have prayers and mantras in the back of it and ways to meditate and ask for their guidance. So that's Diane I's book, You Mean There's All That Says He's Attracted to Me, and that's on angelcoaches.org. You can get that book there along with a lot of other things. Let's see what else I was going to share with you. I hope that helps you guys, dating and mating, but just remember, be willing to learn about that person and let them learn about you and ask them questions, because when you're asking your woman or your man questions about themselves, I'm going to promise you they're going to really, really appreciate it. People love talking about themselves. They do. But when you can ask them some stimulating questions, it allows you to know them better, and it allows them to know you better, okay? Because when you're asking the questions, they get to see what kind of person you are, and that's a good thing. So I think that's all for today. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Take care, namaste, and have a wonderful Sunday. And I think lots of people will be watching football. All right, take care, everybody. Bye now. Oh, there you go, angelcoaches.org. You can go we're launching a new site with a lot of different coaches for family, for wellness. And, you know, we've got Joelle, who's a fitness guru. We've got a naturopath doctor on there who's amazing. And we've got, you know, a couple of them. I know there's a Donna who's going to be a personal empowerment. She helping you overcome out of tragedy. She really found her own power. So she's going to help people with that. And all of them are intuitive. So that's the best part. And then you have Diane, who's with me. She and I wrote a book together. She's written several books. And we want to get your books on our site. So anyway, go take a look at our new site. It's going to be in the next few days, hopefully be out, angelcoaches.org. It's up now. You can see the site already. And if you want those questions, then just send me an email from angelcoaches.org, or you can go to facebook.com/angelcoaches, like our page. And so, Terry, please send me this and send me your email. Let's see what else. Like us on Blog Talk Radio, because when you follow us on Blog Talk, there's a lot of special things, and you get things before anybody else does. How cool is that? All right. Anyway, take care, everybody. As I said, have a great Sunday, and namaste. Bye-bye now.